You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. The city of Chicago today filed a lawsuit against a gun shop in Gary, saying that it has routinely been selling guns to people who then traffic them to gangs and others on the streets of Chicago, Northwest Indiana, and elsewhere. One of the lawyers who filed the lawsuit, Ala Lefkowitz, joins us now. She's the director of affirmative litigation for Everytown Law. Ala, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. All right, explain for me this lawsuit against West 4th Sports Incorporated of Gary.
Sure. So as we allege in the complaint on behalf of the city of Chicago, West 4th Sports has been engaging in a pattern of illegal gun sales that have resulted in the flow of hundreds of illegal guns into the city of Chicago. And as we explain in the complaint, from 2009 to 2016, West 4th was ranked as the highest out-of-state supplier of crime guns in the city, and the city law enforcement in the city actually recovered over 850 guns that were traced to West 4th during that time period. But then even when you look at more recent time periods, for example, we looked at court records from 2014 to 2021, and we found that in the district where West 4th is located, 44% of all illegal gun purchase cases involved guns that were sold at West 4th. So there's clearly something going on at West 4th, which we believe, and we think the facts show, means that they're really not following the required gun regulations when they're making these transactions.
So what they're doing by selling these guns, they're selling these guns illegally?
Yes, that's exactly what this lawsuit alleges. Under federal law, only an individual who is buying a firearm for him or herself can buy that firearm, unless it's a gift, of course. So if a gun dealer has reason to believe that an individual is actually not buying the firearm for him or herself, that is called a straw purchase, and the dealer is required under federal law to stop that transaction. And what makes the facts here so kind of unbelievable is that West 4th was repeatedly told by the federal government that it was selling firearms to straw purchasers and that it needed to stop. It was actually cited for this, and the federal government even threatened to revoke its firearms license on two occasions.
But it didn't slow down or it didn't stop?
It doesn't look like it's made any kind of difference.
So why is it that your beef isn't with the federal government? If this gun shop is violating federal law, shouldn't the feds be doing something more?
Well, I certainly agree that the feds should be doing something here, but I think the primary responsibility lies with the firearms dealer that keeps consistently engaging in these practices that have been found to be dangerous and illegal year after year. So it's really up to them to, you know, take a hard look at their business practices and understand truly what it is that they're doing wrong. And I will note actually here that not only has the federal government come in repeatedly and told them that they need to do a better job of spotting straw purchasers, but the federal government has actually come in and given them extra training on this just to be absolutely sure that they know what they're doing. And despite all this training, despite all these warnings, these straw purchases keep occurring at this store.
Tell me about this young man, Daryl Ivory Jr., 24 years old. He's currently free on bail, awaiting what I'm assuming are weapons charges. But he was a frequent customer at West 4th, and it seems as if his story might further illuminate just exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely. So this individual by the name of Daryl Ivory, who has been charged with making false statements on federal transaction forms, is alleged to have purchased 19 firearms from West 4th in 2020. And what we've explained in the complaint here is that the way that this individual would purchase these firearms, first, that they were very similar guns. There were multiple guns purchased at the same time. The firearm purchases appear to be stacked in a way to avoid reporting requirements, almost like money laundering. This is actually very, you know, here he bought 19 firearms, but as you'll see throughout our complaint, there are quite a few instances of individuals engaging in these almost identical types of, purchasing patterns.
And the lawsuit
says,
by
no means is Daryl Ivory's purchases, kind of special.
Right.
Westport continued to have these notices that this was happening.
You point out that Ivory, in your lawsuit, you point out that Ivory would go back and back and back and buy very similar guns. The implication is, why would you need another gun just like the one you just purchased? Is it the gun shop's responsibility to track those purchases with the idea of looking for red flags?
That is exactly what they're trained to do.
Okay.
Federal firearms dealer, is their job is to make sure that firearms don't end up in the hands of individuals who are considered too dangerous to have firearms. So that is why, you know, for example, Westport was trained repeatedly on how to spot straw purchasers, on how to spot gun traffickers. So absolutely, this is very much their responsibility.
In fact, when a seller
sells a firearm, they certify on a federal form that they have no reason to think that this individual is a trafficker.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Ala, I'm just trying to understand it, because it's one of those things where I hear over and over that there are straw purchases going on in Northwest Indiana, which I macro get, but micro, I'm not sure exactly how it works all the time. But as you said, I think you said earlier that more than 800 guns have been seized that had been sold from Westforth?
Absolutely. It's 850 guns from 2009 to 2016, making it the top out-of-state source of crime guns in Chicago. It's absolutely an outstanding number.
Not
in a good way.
Yeah, that is a pretty amazing number just from one gun store. Does Westforth stand alone, or are there other gun shops in Northwest Indiana operating in a similar way?
You know, Westforth is the focus of this lawsuit, and Westforth, as I said, has been the responsible for the highest number of crime guns out of state. So it definitely is on an unfortunate pedestal by itself. Of course, there are also firearms dealers in Illinois who are also responsible for quite a large number of crime guns being recovered in Chicago.
It just seems to me, it's striking. I mean, I'm obviously not talking to Westforth. I'm talking to you suing Westforth. But if there are regulations and requirements for this, you lay out a case that they're pretty blatantly ignored, how the government allows them to stay into business. Would the government have the power to go in and shut them down?
Absolutely. The government does have the power to go and shut them down. And in fact, the government with this particular store has recommended revoking their license on two occasions, and then it didn't end up doing it. And I don't have insight into why it didn't do that, but it is absolutely within the power of the federal government to do that. And, what I can say here is that things cannot go on the way they have been at Westforth. They've been given chance after chance after chance. And they appear to be engaging in the same kind of actions repeatedly.
Okay, while we've got you, we're talking to Ala Lefkowitz from the Everytown Law Firm, Everytown Law, about this lawsuit the City of Chicago and Everytown has filed against the gun shop in Gary. The Supreme Court today made some gun news. For the first time, I think, in more than 20 years since the Heller decision, they've decided to take up a gun law, gun control issue, this one coming out of New York. I wonder, can you explain that case for me and tell me what you make of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not involved myself in that case, but I will say that, any time the Supreme Court considers a gun case, it's incredibly important. And I think, when you look at gun violence, especially gun violence during the pandemic, it's only gotten worse. So if there is a court ruling that opens the door to weakening our gun laws, that could make it a lot harder for cities and states to grapple with this public health crisis of gun violence. So hopefully the court will do what courts for years have done now, which is repeatedly back a state's authority to pass public safety laws.
In this case, I think New York has a law that says, I think it's one of only 8 states that says you can't just carry a gun for any reason. I mean, self-defense isn't sufficient. You have to prove some other reason for you to carry a gun. That's being challenged, and I think it was upheld in lower courts right before heading to the Supreme Court.
I'm not involved particular case, and I don't have the details of the case in front of me, so I wouldn't want to steer you wrong on any of the facts in that important case.
Yeah, and I certainly didn't mean to put you on the spot. Ala Lefkowitz is here to talk about the city lawsuit against the gun shop in Northwest Indiana, and she did so very well. It was great to talk to you. I hope we can follow up on this.
No problem. Happy to talk with you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.